BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We're in for Grimmy this week and next week, so here is our early morning podcast, including bangers, the world's most angry waitress, and the entire lineup for Radio 1's big weekend in Exeter, including interviews with Ryan Tedder, Marcus Mumford, Ollie Alexander from Years and Years, and Nick Jonas.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. So I now know the entire lineup for Radio 1's big weekend in Exeter. And I have to keep it quiet for an hour and a half. This could be a problem. It's quite early. Please, will no one trip me up on this?
You've done well to keep it quiet so far, though, because you have known one or two acts.
Yeah, but now I know the whole thing. Yeah. And like I said, don't be texting and going, oh, and then trying to get a name out of me, because I ain't going to rise to that. Don't do it. I hope you're right this morning. So Grimmy is off this week and next week, and we've got some big shows planned on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, including this morning from 8 o'clock. As I said, the whole main stage lineup at Radio 1's big weekend. You don't know absolutely all of them, do you?
No, I don't.
So it's going to be a surprise to you as well. So if you could act surprised later for the ones...
Well, I won't need to act surprised if I...
Oh, yeah.
Sort of, you know, in not knowing, I don't have to act surprised.
Yeah. And we've got this brilliant mashup, which we did last year. Do you remember with all of the artists that are appearing? We don't miss one single one, and that will be played at 8 o'clock today, and then we'll start unpicking that mashup and going through everyone that you can see.
Is it as good this year?
In Exeter. 100%
yes. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'd quite like if Twitter or Facebook could, and Instagram, invent some kind of no-cella button, which I can press so I don't see any of the pictures.
Mm.
I mean, they're all having a great time, but we're not there, and it's 3 degrees, and we're all going to work. I'm sure you're having a great time. I can see blue skies and palm trees. Oh, and you're by your pool. But I'm pressing my no-cella button right now.
Also, we are kind of forced into a corner with this, aren't we? Because we do have to talk about it, because a lot of celebrities are there. But I do completely agree with you.
All the celebrities are there. And probably the reason I want this button is because I'm a bit jealous.
Yeah.
I am jealous.
Yeah. Well, I do think it stems from jealousy, yes. And also, it's a party that we wouldn't be invited to.
Absolutely.
That's how it feels.
Yeah. So at the moment, let's just do a roll call. Taylor Swift with really bleached hair, check. All the Hadids, Gigi's on, Bella's on with The Weeknd, they're going out, I didn't know that, check. Katy Perry, check. Katy Perry's kooky friends, check.
Yep. Rihanna and Leonardo DiCaprio being spotted getting cosy, that's a yearly event.
Also, a word that only newspapers use, cosy.
Yeah, yeah. Just means they're talking.
They're getting cosy. They're just having a chat. The music's probably quite loud. Who else? Anyone called Jenna. All on.
Mm.
And of course, the obligatory Millie McIntosh and her friends.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Matt in London is very much looking forward to the big weekend lineup. Emma in Leeds is trying to catch me out. She's like, are all these songs you're playing, does that mean all of the artists are going to be at big weekend? Don't start, Emma. I've got an hour and a bit to keep my mouth shut.
That's quite a clever question to ask, though.
It is clever, that. She's like, are all these artists big weekend artists? I can't tell you.
I've got something I really, really want to share with you.
Okay.
It's a clip of a waitress in Chicago who is possibly one of the rudest waitresses I've ever seen.
Okay.
And I sort of love her for it.
Yeah.
As well, especially as she has to serve this really polite, nice family. And she doesn't hold back. Would you like to hear her?
Why is she being so rude?
I don't know, just because she can and just because she wants to.
Okay, let me hear it.
I'd like a Diet Coke.
I'd love to get you one, and I'll shut you up. What do you want?
Can I get some pizza?
You're like 35. The kids' menu is 8 and under.
Okay.
You should have something on the adult menu.
Oh my God. Do I look like I'm in charge of anything? All right, that's fine. You know what? Fine. You want to cheap out? That's cool.
Do you know what's amazing as well? She's only been with this family for like a minute or something, then really not causing many problems at all.
Right, they just asked for the kids' menu, right?
Yes. Well, this really annoys her because she doesn't like adults who order off the kids' menu.
To be honest, that is annoying. My mum does that.
Yeah, but it's not your problem, is it? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's... I get as a business, that's not ideal, but she's just a waitress there. Like, yeah. You know, what does she care?
Yeah, and I mean, but have you not been to a place where, like, you want something off the kids' menu because it's better, but then they say you're not allowed?
Yeah,
that's happened to me.
Why are you banned from the kids' menu?
I don't know, because, like, you can still make that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that I'm, you know, like, I'm older than 10. Surely, if I want junior spaghetti bolognese, I can have it.
Yeah, well, often you are on a diet. Maybe that's a good diet tip.
I want
it?
A smaller portion.
Yeah.
But no, it's like, no, you can't have the kids' menu. What do you mean? If I bought a five-year-old in, I'd be able to.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what you do. You bring a five-year-old in and just swap meals.
I haven't got one.
Anyway, she goes on. She hates people ordering from the kids' menu.
What are you drinking? What are you drinking? What are you drinking? What are you drinking? Your lemonade is going to be this big because you're ordering off the kids' menu and I'm not refilling it for you. What do you want?
Oh!
She's great. She's just so snappy with it.
Off the baby menu?
Sure.
No, that's fine. Let's save you money so you can figure out how to leave me a decent tip, okay? Because right now I have no prayer at all.
So far you're not earning one.
You know what, Grandpa? If I was nice to you, I'd get canned, okay? If you want good service, you go somewhere else. I know Hooters is probably more your speed, but you came here on purpose.
She's calling Granddad.
Yeah, she just went for Granddad there.
All right, pass all the grown-up menus down. What?
Spaghetti.
Do I have spaghetti? Did you see it anywhere on the menu?
I didn't even look.
That's because we don't have it, okay? You're at a place that gives out paper hats. You want spaghetti? Go to an Italian restaurant, okay?
Oh, okay. Like, there's quite a few texts now from people saying that this is a restaurant where they're meant to be rude to their customers.
I couldn't believe this when I first saw this video anyway. So I showed a friend and they were like, no, you don't get it. Like, this, you go to this restaurant for the kind of angry service. And that in America, there's a couple of places like this where you go because you know you're going to get a bit of sass.
Right.
At you. I've never heard of this happening in Britain.
Now, there was a place, do you remember, where I used to take you when I first kind of knew you? And it was a Chinese restaurant, a really massive Chinese restaurant, like four floors.
The one with a funny name.
Yes. And they were really rude to you in there. And I remember telling you at the time, I'm convinced that they're doing this on purpose.
That wasn't on purpose, though. They were just rude.
But they were so rude. And like, it never got any less rude any time you went there. They would bark at you. You would go into, can I have a table, please? And they go, upstairs!
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay. So you only head upstairs. It was cash only, do you remember?
Yeah.
You had to share your tables with other people. And they were so rude. They couldn't wait to get you out. When you finish as you were having your last mouthful of food, they would just clear everything away.
Oh, if you weren't eating, you were moving.
That's really how it went. Always on the move.
But Mills, this is the opportunity I see for us, you know? We need to open up a restaurant in Britain where it's just, you're just rude to people.
I would quite like that.
Mm.
Like, but as long as I know that they're going to be rude to me and that's the thing, then I'd be quite into it.
Would you though? Do you think there is a demand for it?
I don't know, but we should definitely try it here. Maybe we should get some people that are like up for doing it in their like restaurant or cafe for a week.
That would be the dream. If you are listening and you own a cafe or a restaurant.
I appreciate it's not great for business, but do it for Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Grace.
Hello.
Hiya. Chirpy, chirpy. Where are you?
I live in Hornchurch from Essex.
Yes.
Hey.
I spent many good times in Hornchurch.
Tanning salon.
Yeah, I love that. That's exactly what I was thinking, Grace. I take it as tanning, Scott.
There is one there. The only tan is Essex.
Of course there is.
Real place. So you're at college, Grace?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing, exams?
Yeah, I'm just working on exams at the moment, yeah.
What ones?
Mocks and stuff. Maths, English, music, yeah.
Maths, mock.
Ew. Yeah.
Brutal.
Oof.
Yeah.
But I know that you won tickets to Radio 1's Big Weekend, right?
Yeah, I won them on Saturday, yeah.
Was it one of those things where you're like, oh, I'm never going to get through, and then you did?
Yeah, I just rang them up on the off chance, and I was like, oh, I had a panic attack when I got through. I was so happy.
So this morning at 8 o'clock, which is not far away now, I'm going to announce the lineup for Big Weekend.
It's going to be so good. Can you give me a little hint now?
I can tell you one of the artists has really curly hair.
Okay. Is it Jess Glynn?
Can't say.
Can't say that. You have to listen at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
But really, really very curly hair there. You're no closer to guessing, are you?
No, not at all.
Make sure you listen at 8 o'clock, because that's who you're going to be seeing in Exeter at the end of May.
I will do, yeah, definitely.
Okay, Grace, let's play today's Real or No Real.
Okay.
Have a listen to these and see if you think they're real or not.
Formula One legend and three-time champion Niki Lauda swapped his trophies for unlimited free car washes.
Ooh.
Why would you do that?
That's such a good idea. Well, I guess if you've won so many trophies that you're happy to kind of let a few go, you would swap it for something that is really valuable to you. And if you are a Formula One legend, you're going to have a lot of cars. You're going to drive a lot of cars.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You're going to use a lot of car washes.
That is true. Yeah, I agree.
This is a bit like when Abs from Five sold his Brit Award on eBay.
Oh, my yeah. God. Did he really?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I just don't know why you would swap your trophies for free car washes. And it sounds like he swapped all of his trophies. That can't be right.
Surely you can afford it.
I know. I mean, how much is a car wash, eh? In Hornchurch? Fiver? Tenner?
Fiver, yeah. I guess about a fiver, yeah.
Scott, have you ever
inside
swapped
and out
any of your, well, anything actually, for any services?
No.
Really having to think about that. Grace, what do you reckon Scott may have swapped for free stuff?
Free fake tan, maybe?
Oh. Yeah, free fake tans.
God, leave it with the tan, yeah? No, I've still got all of my my trophies.
You're not letting those go, are you?
No. Britain's Funniest DJ 2008. Still got that one. Holding on to it. It's been a while.
Did you win Rear of the Year 1 year as well?
No, that was Alid. Off of the surgery. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
BB Alid. So can this be true? Niki Lauda swapping his trophies for unlimited free car washes. Chris?
The only reason I don't believe this is those trophies must be worth so much money. And also, he's a rich guy, so I don't understand why he wouldn't just be doing that for the car washes. So I think this is no real.
Grace?
I think no real as well.
That one's real.
Whoa.
Oh, it's very surprising.
He took them to his local garage man and told him, if you give me a free car wash for the rest of my life, you can have all of them. And that's what I did.
Oh, my God.
In the end, though, his kids got them all back and eBayed them. He's got no trophies. And next.
Game of Thrones now has its very own university course.
Do you watch Game of Thrones, Grace?
No, I don't, but my dad does.
Okay. So if there was a university course on it, you would not be doing it?
No, I would not.
It'd be better revising for a Game of Thrones mock, though, wouldn't it? Than say maths that you're having to do right now.
That's true, yeah.
Grace, what shows on TV would you want to have their own university course?
Oh, I'm quite into 90210 at the moment.
Yes!
That's cheesy, but that's quite good. The newest series of it.
Is that on E4?
I'm watching it on Netflix, but I also watch New Girl on E4. That's good as well.
Oh, I like New Girl as well.
Yeah, it's good.
I've not seen that one. What's it about?
It's good, you should watch it. What, New Girl?
Yeah.
It's got Zoe Chanel in it, and she moves to this flat with, like, a group of guys, and, yeah, just loads of stuff happens. It's really funny.
Sounds like one for you, Scott.
It is. I like it.
Yeah.
Zoe Chanel. So if there was a course on New Girl, you'd be all about it.
Yeah, definitely.
But does Game of Thrones now have its own university course? What do you think, Grace?
I'm going to say real.
You can study that at uni.
It's a tricky one, this, but I do think people get properly obsessed with this show. There is probably a demand for a course in this. But then what's the course going to do for you later in life? But I don't think that matters with some university courses. So I think this is real as well.
That one is real.
I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to go now because I have to go somewhere.
What do you mean you've got to go somewhere?
I'm so sorry, I'm going to be late.
Okay.
Sorry to keep you, Grace.
Yeah, sorry to keep you. Can you stay around for the last real or no real fact at all?
No, I can't. Sorry.
All right, then. Sorry to inconvenience.
Sorry.
All right. Speak later.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
All right, this is
love
happening.
You, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
What are you here?
Well, that's the end.
Why didn't we even ask for the excuse?
She's got to go.
All right.
I love that.
She wasn't feeling it, or
I've
what?
I've just been hung up on Radio 1.
Sorry, I got to go.
I love it. I'm in shock, but I kind of love it. Oh, by the way, the university in British Columbia says that Game of Thrones will be the central text for an investigation of how the medieval is reimagined in our current moment.
Cool.
Not that that really matters now that Grace is gone. So, do you want the last fact? And then you could really get an easy win.
Yeah, it's actually a draw at the moment. So if you want to give me the last one, I can just try take this from Grace.
All right, let's crack on.
At last year's big weekend in Norwich, David Guetta was refused access to the main stage because security thought he was a lookalike.
No real.
Is that it?
Do we have to do the full...
Yeah, no, I don't really care anymore now that Grace has gone.
I can't, yeah.
That one is no real.
Yes! Great result.
We did take a David Guetta lookalike from Bournemouth to Aberystwyth Uni and convinced all the students that he was doing a live DJ set. But David Guetta has never been refused access to the main stage at any big weekend.
Do you remember how amazing our fake David Guetta was?
I know. I did feel quite bad. I don't think we actually ever said that David Guetta was there, but he looks really like him. And when we brought him on stage, people really thought it was David Guetta playing at their uni. And for that, I'd still apologise.
Yeah. I mean, he was playing David Guetta's songs.
Yes. quite badly.
But we never said it was David Guetta.
You can still see the video of fake David Guetta playing at that uni on Radio 1 YouTube. It got a bit out of hand when... the annoyed students started tweeting the real David Guetta about their disgust. And we had to issue a formal apology. Good times. At the end of that round of Real or No Real, what are the scores?
Well, I absolutely smashed it. I got 30, Grace only got 10.
But only because she hung up.
Well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Respect to Grace for actually having a life and hanging up on us. She did apologise, but... I mean, that's just really started my day off, that has.
Yeah. Well, when you got to go, you got to go, yeah. Scott. You know what I mean? We've all been in that situation.
It's, you know, it's early in the morning. People have got things to do. I get it.
Yeah.
That's Mike Posner in Ibiza on BBC Radio 1. Less than 40 minutes before we announce the Radio 1 Big Weekend lineup in Exeter. I'm excited.
Mm.
This is a tweet that came in from Lucy. You're announcing the full lineup for Big Weekend today. I'm very nervous. Why are you nervous?
Or does it feel like a stress? Do you know what I mean? Like people are stressed about knowing who's at Big Weekend.
Is anyone else a bit stressed by the lineup? Cause don't be. I want you to just relax and enjoy it.
It will be good. It's good news.
It's great news.
There's nothing to worry about.
So at 8 o'clock this morning, you will hear, you know, like we do a mashup of all the artists. You'll hear there at 8 o'clock, which is absolutely brilliant. And every single artist who's appearing at Big Weekend is in that mashup. Sometimes for not very long, but if you listen to the mashup closely, you'll be able to unpick every single artist who's going to be there.
To be fair, that is a stress, listening to that for the first time.
It is, but also a fun quiz on the way to school or work.
Oh, nice.
It's the kind of one, because you know I like music quizzes. It's the kind of thing where I would be listening to my car going, oh, and that person, and that person.
Oh, no, but you'd be such a nerd with it. Everyone else in the car would have to be quiet, and you'd just be there saying names of artists.
Yeah, you're not even wrong. You know me so well. And then after the mashup, we'll speak to some of the artists and we'll play all of the main artists, tracks from all the main artists appearing on the main stage. Radio 1's Big Weekend, the lineup from 8 o'clock.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Christine Joe Jonas off of DNC has just tweeted from Coachella. Watching Calvin Harris, he's just been on, right?
He's just been on. He's literally just finished in the last like few minutes or so. I watched the live stream when I got in.
Chris is, this blows Chris's mind because he's like, why is Calvin Harris on at 7:41 in the morning?
Yeah, no, I was just trying to work out the time difference there. Also, I'm starting to see a few melty tweets from people.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's quite late there now.
Rita Ora has just said goodnight to everyone and that she loves them.
Yeah. Oh, excellent, yeah.
You know? That kind of thing.
8 hours behind. So Cavan's just finished.
He has just finished. He closed the first weekend of the festival. Now, of course, you did the roll call of guests earlier. Interesting enough, though, if you look at the Instagram or Twitter feeds of any of these people that are there, from the Jenners to the Hadids and all the rest of it, no one is posting any pictures of any music.
No.
Okay?
Not one.
No, it's all pictures of bikinis and what villa they're staying in. And I've also been reading this morning, apparently a lot of the celebrities get paid just to wear certain outfits and get their photos taken.
Oh, that would be why then.
Yeah, so there we go. And they probably, you know, get paid to be in these beautiful villas and everything. But actually, it was a really good lineup this year as well. Guns N' Roses reuniting. I don't know if you saw any of that with Axl Rose in his chair. Surprise appearances. Sam Smith and Lord came on with Disclosure. Panic in the Disco with Halsey. Sia performed, obviously, with her wig on. And one review I read this morning was quite funny. There was a woman stood next to this girl and asked, "Is that a llama?" before the stage light went up. It wasn't. It was Sia. But perhaps the biggest talking point was Kesha coming on to perform with DJ Zed. She'd teased about it on Instagram. Of course, this first appearance we've sort of seen her performing anything since the whole kind of legal battle with Dr. Luke. So that's kind of been the big sort of talking point music-wise. Now, something is going on with Beyoncé. So she posted a little 20-second teaser trailer on Instagram over the weekend. Then overnight, this full-minute trailer of whatever this project is was uploaded. It's called Lemonade. It could be a new album, a lot of people are speculating. Some people think it might be a new film. The trailer is pretty dark, and it kind of reminds me a bit of the opening credits to American Horror Story, if you've ever seen that. In it, she asks questions like this.
What are you hiding from the lovers as trees?
Just whispering.
Just whispering. Then this one.
Why can't you see me?
It's quite dark. Oh. Do you know what I mean? And then finally this question.
What am I doing, my love?
Can't help you.
Why
with that
can't
one,
she just make pop music? Do you know what I mean? Like, everything's so serious at the moment.
Just want to make it all arty.
But, why can't people just be fun again?
Like, same with Rihanna. It's the same. Like, let's go back to like some proper, just good. Old school pop songs.
What's wrong, my love? Don't you like this mysterious person?
Stop doing all this kind of stuff.
I quite like it.
It makes people excited. Exactly, yeah. And it's a whole week before we're going to find out exactly what it was. A new album would make sense, though, because, of course, she's going on tour at the end of April. Now, if you're a massive Star Wars fan, then one of the big questions from the last film was, still is, who are Rey's parents? So lots of speculation that she's either the daughter of Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia. Well, J.J. Abrams, who directed the last one, was asked the question by a child at the Tribeca Film Festival in America this weekend. He couldn't lie to a child, could he? So his response was, Rey's parents are not in the most recent film, so I can't possibly say in this moment who they are, which would suggest it's not Luke or Leia. So there you go. And finally now, you may have heard the news that Michael Eavis is keen to have some sort of Glastonbury Festival in the fallow year, which is the year they take off every so often to kind of like let the grass grow and give everyone a break.
Give the land a break.
Yeah. Let the cows relax for a year.
Yeah.
One suggestion that is being reported is that they'll hold something at Longleat Safari Park.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Because if you've ever been there, the monkeys just climb all over your car. Yeah,
it's carnage.
Yeah.
This could be hilarious.
Yeah, or absolute madness.
Yeah.
Failing that, do it at Diggerland.
Oh my goodness, that would be so good.
Yeah, or...
I think we're all forgetting that Diggerland will be good.
Or Pork Park.
Yes!
You know, you could do it there.
What happens at Pork Park?
Is that the Peppa Pig world?
Yeah, but it's called... It's Thorpe Park.
Yeah, it's a different one.
Yeah.
Diggerland could
Diggerland,
work.
Yeah.
Longleat. We're all forgetting Bird World.
Yeah. All the worlds. Longleat would be amazing. Is that where Lord Barth resides
yes.
as well?
Yes.
Do you remember that TV show
yes.
about him?
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
Let's make it happen.
Thank you, Sinead.
You're welcome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay. Here it is. Our big weekend mashup. This is everybody who's coming with us to Exeter this year. See who you can spot in this.
Anybody wants a taste?
Yeah.
I came to the South when I cleaned up.
Anybody wants a taste?
Yeah. Most of the favorite rappers couldn't keep up.
Anybody wants a taste? That's why.
You know we're stressed out.
Back alive again.
Alive again.
problem.
Sitting on the plane that I can't really hear what the people are saying.
I will wait for you. I feel my heart beating, but you make me feel if it wasn't for you. Can you feel my heart?
Just give me the lock. Just give me the lock.
Speakers,
hey,
let me feel like you.
Make it bounce, bounce.
She's
what it's all about.
My dad, I'm ready now.
Starting scared. I think I'm moving, but I go nowhere.
Yeah. I'm only human, can't you say? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay.
These are the things.
Word.
Oh, how good is that?
Oh my god! I just had that shudder feeling that you get.
Look at this, Jack from Swindon. Shut the front door. This is going to be good.
That is a mashup.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Exeter.
How many people did you spot, do you reckon? Twitter's hilarious right now because it's just loads of people going, oh, I spotted this person, I spotted that person. So many amazing artists in that. Let's start with the person opening the main stage on Saturday at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Exeter. Good morning, Nick Jonas.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. We are very excited to have you added to the lineup.
I am thrilled. Over the moon.
I doubt you've been to Exeter before, have you?
I have not. I've not been. I've always wanted to go and heard this is one of the best shows of the year, so yeah. I'm thrilled to be part of the lineup.
The Big Weekend is legendary. Radio 1 every year does it for free. Loads of people get involved. And we go to places where they don't necessarily get a lot of live music, and Exeter is one of those places.
Well, it's going to be a good time. We'll bring the party with us.
I saw that you said that you had a brain fart on Twitter.
Yes, I did.
Was that the guitar solo that happened a couple of weeks ago at the award ceremony?
It was, yeah.
It started off really well, though.
I know. It was a rare moment, and I don't know what happened, but we're humans. Sometimes it just happens.
Please do it again at Big Weekend, because I know you'll smash it this time.
I plan on redeeming it.
Are you a fan of any of the other bands or artists on the lineup this year?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Coldplay's.
That's it.
It's gonna be badass. I'm excited to get out there and just be a fan as much as be happy to be, you know, part of the lineup.
Will you be able to be a fan though? Because obviously that's pretty difficult if you're a famous like yourself. You can't just kind of mix into the crowd, can you?
I'm gonna figure out a way to do it. You know, it's too good a lineup not to.
Maybe what you've got to do is try and do the local accent. Maybe that would help.
Maybe. It's a good idea.
Yeah. What would that be, Scott?
When I come back.
Kind of West Country-like, I think.
Yeah, I'm rubbish at doing accents, but yeah. I don't know if you want to...
Maybe perfect that, but we got some time, Nick. It's like, it's not till May, you know?
That'll be my one project before... Yeah. Big weekend.
What is it like when you're an artist at a festival like this? I'm imagining you don't have to kind of stand in line for the toilet or food.
Yeah, usually there's a good backstage area where you can hang and have a couple beers and you know, be kind of in the mix, but also be able to just enjoy and hang out.
And how do you get there? Is it car, helicopter?
Well, I defer to you for that. What's the best way to get there? I'm not entirely sure.
I would say helicopter.
Helicopter would be well cool.
Yeah.
Helicopter would be pretty awesome. If we can work that out, I'll be down for that.
You've got a private jet, right?
I'm not of my own, but I've used one for a lot of times.
Maybe go different. Maybe go by private tractor.
Private tractor?
Yeah, it's in the countryside, see?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
We had your brother Joe and his band DNCE in recently to play a game called Innuendo Bingo.
I heard about this.
Yeah, people get spat in the face with water at high speed. Now that Joe's done it, can we reserve you for a future booking, please?
Absolutely. I am down.
Excellent. So that's good. I've got that recorded. I can play it to your management when they say no.
Good. That's all you need to do.
Have you spoken to Joe about the jazzy outfits that he wears these days? Because he came in here rocking like a pink raincoat with like purple hair.
Yeah, he's pretty adventurous these days with the wardrobe, but... I think it's good. I mean, I think that he's making a statement.
It's definitely a statement.
It's a very bold statement. But it's not inauthentic to who he is, you know, which makes it all okay.
Yeah.
So are you friends with his bandmates as well? Do you ever get slightly jealous of them?
No, I was a bandmate of his for a long time and happy they get to carry the torch now and do their thing.
Yeah. So Jinju has taken over from you, really?
She has, yeah. She and I are a lot alike.
Yeah, very much. Well, we are excited about your set at Radio 1's Big Weekend, opening the main stage on Saturday. Nick Jonas, we will see you in Exeter.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
This is how I think you say it in like the local accent. Exeter? Try that.
Exeter?
Yeah. Try again and again.
Exeter?
Yeah, you're practically a local.
Basically.
Okay, right, I'll give you the postcode. Just put it in Google Maps and you'll find it, all right?
Sounds good. I'll see you with my custom tractor.
I'll see you there.
Yes, private tractor.
Private tractor, yeah.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So many people are trying to guess who's on from that mashup we played earlier. If you want to hear it again, you can on the BBC iPlayer radio app or the Radio 1 website and try and work it out. Be nice to see Meghan Trainor in Exeter on the Saturday, just to see the dance routine to know. That's what I'm looking forward to.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1's Big Weekend, Exeter.
So, I've got one more artist to announce for the main stage on Saturday at Radio 1's Big Weekend. This group will be closing the first day. I'm talking about Mumford & Sons. Hello, Marcus.
All right, Scott.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Where do I find you at the moment?
I'm on a bus in North Carolina.
Travelling to another
we're
gig?
We're on tour in the south of America right now, and it's good, man.
Going well?
Yeah, all's really well. We're playing lots of shows, and it's good. We've been in South Africa and South America this year already, and warming up. But all of this basically is one big, long warm-up for pretty much one big weekend, probably.
Yes. Yeah. I'm reading a lot that the show that you did a couple of years ago is very different to the show that we're going to get this time. Don't expect the same show, basically.
Yeah, basically. We've been obviously playing some newer songs and really enjoying doing some collaborations on stage as well. So we sort of sit down every day before the show and say, well, what do we want to do today? And change it every night, and that's really fun. So... I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but we're having a lot of fun. I think we're having more fun playing live now than we've ever had before. So I don't know. I just think we're getting better at it.
This is going to be like the perfect band to close the day. I mean, I love Big Weekend anyway, but it's just going to be, you can imagine, hopefully a warm evening. It'll be outside. It'll be in Exeter. It's going to be such a good moment.
In the world's greatest county.
That's right. In Devon.
And I've never been to Radio 1 Big Weekend.
You've never been?
Never been invited.
Well, that's
ridiculous.
An error.
Yeah, mate. So we've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, there's a big... I'll have words, Marcus. I don't know what happened there. But, I mean, at least you're on this year. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to make up for 5 years' worth of riders. So I want the rider to be, like, to literally have, like, a slip and slide on it. And, you know, go big on the rider. Because we're making up for lost time.
Okay, but listen, if there's anything that I can get you to make your stay in Exeter more pleasurable and comfortable, just tell me now and I'll sort it out.
Does the castle have a moat?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
We can look that up. Do you want to want to set up a football match backstage, by the way? I saw on Instagram 100%. That you're into that.
100%. Do you play?
Chris is big into the football game. Me, not so much.
Let's do it.
But okay. I'm sure that there'd be a lot of time backstage for you guys to have a little kick about, won't there?
Yeah, we play football every day off we get, really, on tour with our crew, who take it quite seriously as well. And we've been playing a lot on this tour, actually. Played for 2 hours yesterday, which is fairly exhausting. We're all trying to stay sort of vaguely fit for it.
Yeah.
But if we can organise some sort of game, Jake Bug, little Buggy, he loves his football. He's playing, isn't he?
Should we get Buggy on? Yeah, he's on.
Buggy, little Buggy, he'll love it.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'll arrange the football for you, and get Buggy involved. And we can't wait to see you on your first big weekend in Exeter at the end of May. Thank you, Marcus.
We're really excited. Thanks for inviting us. It's going to be great.
Good to speak to you. See you soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm now going to take you through the main stage big weekend lineup on the Sunday. First up, I can tell you that One Republic will be there. And good morning, Ryan Tedder.
How you doing?
I'm good. You okay?
I'm doing great. Got a cup of coffee. I'm alive, so all is well.
We are so happy that you're joining us at Radio 1's Big Weekend, opening the main stage on Sunday in Exeter.
We are beyond stoked, actually. We just recently found out we're doing it, so this is going to be incredible. It's been way too long. It's been a year since we've been in the UK. It's time.
What's it like opening up at a festival like that? Because this is day two of the festival, but what's it like being kind of first on?
The thing about festivals is, though, everybody's there to have a good time. Everybody's there to party. So it's kind of like, you know, you may not have the advantage of it being 11:30 at night, but it's still incredibly exciting.
Last time I spoke to you, you were telling me about the time you accidentally FaceTimed Usher.
Yes. I FaceTimed him a few times from my pocket. It was it's kind of funny just because for whatever reason, I have certain names in my phone that I've pocket dialed Simon Cowell, Usher, Adele, none of it intentionally.
Are there any new numbers in your phone since we last spoke to you?
Yes, there are definitely some new numbers. A few new people that I've connected with in the last year that have become good friends. But I have figured out the best way of labeling them within the phone. You know, I used to just be like, if I met someone, like if I exchanged numbers with whatever, Timberlake, I would literally write, oh, Justin Timberlake, and I'd put like his name in the phone, and then I lost my phone in a cab in Paris. And that was at that point I was like, I should probably develop some kind of code system for people.
Is that system in place now?
Yeah, I have like, it's just letter association. So I might use the same two letters, like the letter of the first name, the letter of the last name, but it will be something ridiculous.
So it's like R&B would be Reggie and Bolly.
Yeah.
There you go. R&B would be Reggie and Bolly. Or like
JB, which would normally be Justin Bieber, becomes like June Brown.
June Brown. You know, Alabaster Aspirin would be Adele Adkins. There you
go. Got you. Yeah, got you. Hey, listen, last time we spoke, you said about taking your scented candle on tour, which is essential, I think, for those times when it's all about me time. Tell me about this Drake colouring book that you've got.
Oh, man, you guys have your research. I found this, there's a couple blogs that I go to regularly to find totally random, cool stuff. I'm kind of a sneakerhead, so kind of have a slight obsession with a couple different shoes. Then they have random stuff like, like a floating toothbrush and like stuff that you just absolutely have no need for. But one of them was the non-official, unauthorized Drake coloring book, which I purchased 3 copies of. And it sits in my studio, so whenever we're killing time, you know, we're coloring Drake's face and his wheelchair from Degrassi. And,
yeah.
I know something that you would really want, actually. I know something that you'd need is... I saw this thing online, and it's basically you can write notes whilst you're in the shower. It's like a notebook, particularly useful for you, I think, with the songwriting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can be having a shower, suddenly think of the right lyrics and be like, oh, I can't wait to get out of the shower because I'm enjoying myself. Write it on the wall.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how much you're enjoying yourself, right?
I know that you love a little bit of a gadget, and so I'm actually going to purchase one of those for you, Ryan, and bring it to Exeter with me.
I would appreciate that, and yeah. I would definitely use it. Actually, there's some of my favorite songs I've ever been part of, the lyrics 100% came about in the shower.
Right, now you can just write them down, but still carry on with that washing.
Exactly. Scrub, scrub, scrub.
Scrub,
yeah,
scrub, scrub.
Brilliant.
Think.
Sorry, very quickly, what song did you write in the shower?
So I've done this off and on for the last 10 years. The first song I can think of that I thought of, like, okay, that's it, that's the lyric, was Bleeding Love. Back in 2000, whatever it was, 2008.
Leona Lewis, In the Shower.
What was going on in the shower, yeah. Ryan? Strange thought.
You know, you can chase that as far as you want.
Okay, right. I've written that down. I'm going to present you with that in your dressing room at Big Weekend in Exeter.
I appreciate it, man. I will utilize it.
I know you will.
I will take pictures of me utilizing it.
Okay, cool. I'd like to see that. We'll see you on the main stage, opening the main stage on Sunday in Exeter at Big Weekend. It's good to have you back in the UK.
We can't wait, man. Thank you guys so much.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I can also tell you on the main stage on Sunday, Catfish and the Bottlemen. Van McCann, hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm all right. You good?
I'm sound, mate. Thank you very much for having me.
No worries. Now, listen, last time I spoke to you was at Big Weekend in Norwich last year, and we had a good interview. We're in the studio, and Chris, my mate here, asked you, so you're looking forward to Foo Fighters? And you went, no.
You're going to see the Foo Fighters later on. No. No.
No?
I'm not.
You've made that worse by laughing, though. You've laughed, you know what I mean? I was just saying, the lads like them, the band like them, but I watched it that night.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, the lads stopped me and, like, you know what, it sounded massive, so I'd say it did sound massive, so...
Yeah, put me in a proper sticky situation.
It was the first time that Chris has ever had, like, someone being that honest, so actually, I just wanted to sit back and enjoy it.
My mum laughed her head off at that. She loves your show, you know.
Does she? Say hi to Miss McCann, Ms. McCann. Someone told me that you can tell me where to get the best curry anywhere in the UK.
I'd go Wetherspoons, mate. Wetherspoons is the dynamite curry. It's the best curry. You can go anywhere in the world. You go Wetherspoons. It's simple. They give you the chips and rice.
No, they don't.
You don't have to get a separate side. They give you it all in one.
Whoa.
And on top. It's belter, mate. They're cheap.
I'm going to find the nearest Spoons for you, Van McCann, and I'm going to tell you about it when we get to Exeter.
Yeah, sweet. We'll go for a little dine there.
Let's do it.
Quality.
Hey, listen, we're looking forward to seeing the show, and we will see you at the end of May. Thanks, Van.
Mate, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Annie Mack will be on after 9 this morning to tell us about her show tonight, where she's going to do what we're doing now, but only with the In New Music We Trust stage. 7 p.m. tonight, Annie will have loads of interviews and loads of music from people on the other stage, the In New Music We Trust stage. OK, let's get back to the main one.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Exeter.
I'm excited to announce another band added to the lineup for Sunday. It's Years and Years. Hi, Ollie.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I am enjoying your Twitter at the moment because you are loving life just so much.
Oh, thanks very much. Just trying to strike the balance between really annoying everyone and also making myself laugh. So.
No, it's working for me. I just feel that you're on top of the world at the moment.
I do feel pretty good. Yeah, life is good.
And thank the tour you. Was all good?
Tour was amazing, thanks very much, yes. I managed to wear a lot of outfits, which I was happy about. There was glitter.
I know.
You know, just what more could you want, really? Streamers, we had streamers,
I know.
Actual streamers.
It's just one very big party, exciting. Ollie, isn't it?
It is, that's the vibe.
Hey, listen, we're excited about you being on at Big Weekend.
Me too, I can't wait.
Please bring all of the outfits.
Every outfit I've ever worn, I'll do like 20 costume changes.
Yeah,
like Mariah.
Yes, exactly like Mariah. That's what I want.
She's the goal, really.
If you could be carried in as well, I'd like that. Who was it that came up to you at the Brit Awards when you were buttering bread? Was it Cheryl Fernandez Vicini?
It was. Previously known as Cheryl Fernandez Vicini.
Yeah. Imagine that.
She's so tiny.
She is. Imagine that. So you're sat there at the Brits. You've like the bread basket's just arrived. You're about to go into the butter, and then behind Cheryl comes up and gives you a massive hug. That's exactly what happened, isn't it?
That is exactly what happened. The thing is, I was very hungry, so I didn't know whether to like keep eating the bread, or
focused on Cheryl. And I obviously I focused on Cheryl.
Was it that thing, though, where you'd already had a mouthful of bread and she's like, hello, Pat! And you're like...
I'm such a big fan. That's what she said. It was amazing. I told her how much I loved her and she was really nice. She was like a little... sort of looked like Tinkerbell in a, like a green dress. Making all my dreams come true.
Also, another thing I want to clear up. Were you spotted buying a Justin Bieber mug at a Justin Bieber concert?
No, I wasn't at a Justin Bieber concert. I was actually at the shop. I was in a shop. A local high street shop.
Oh, right. So you weren't at any gig. You were just in a shop and you're like, yeah, there's a Justin mug. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. I also bought a candle with Drake on it.
What's with the Drake candle?
Actually, that was a present for Mikey because he likes Drake. Oh. So it's the Bieber mug.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Mikey and Justin Bieber sort of had a moment at the Brits where they sort of like, there was a moment between them.
What like, kind of moment?
They were just sort of like laughing, like looking at each other and like, nodding their heads. And it was quite a big deal, I think.
Mikey's never going to forget that, is he?
Never, no. Never. No, never. He loves them.
Well, listen, I'm so pleased that we can announce you to the Big Weekend lineup today. So we will see you in Exeter.
Exeter's a lovely place.
Have you actually been?
Yeah, played a show there.
Yes.
Played to a few shows there, I think.
Okay.
It's always good in Exeter. I'm very excited.
All right, Ollie, listen, we'll speak to you soon. Thanks for being on today.
Thanks so much.
Love you. Bye.
Lots of love. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Shall we throw another one in? For Sunday main stage. Hello, Iggy Azalea.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Where are you right now?
I'm in DC right now.
Okay. Very excited to have you on the main stage on Sunday, Iggy.
I know, me too. I've been waiting for you guys to announce it so I could tell everybody because everyone keeps asking me when am I coming to visit. And I know that I was coming over for this, but I couldn't tell anyone. And I'm very bad at keeping secrets. So
it's hard.
I'm glad this is one less secret to keep.
And I'm imagining the first time you've ever been to Devon.
No, it's not the first time I've ever been to Devon, I don't think. You know, I spent quite a bit of time in England because I originally was signed to Mercury Records. So I actually kind of went around the UK and we stopped at a lot of different little places that most artists don't go. So I think I'm pretty sure I've been to Devon.
That's so cool because it just sounds like you enjoy a weekend away in Devon in your spare time, which is fantastic.
Well, I recorded a lot of my first album in Devon. No, not in Devon, but in Wales.
Very similar to Miami, as you know.
Super similar, yeah. So I'll pack, just basically bring my suitcase from that trip.
Yeah, do that. And I saw some of the outfits that you were wearing when you were in Miami recently. Bring all of those outfits because the weather will be the same in Exeter.
Those will be absolutely amazing. I mean, I love your like 19 degree summers.
That's really good. Yeah, bring all of those outfits from Miami. The short shorts, the crop tops, all of that will be absolutely fine.
Okay, great. Yeah, perfectly normal. Sure.
In the video for Team, you drive a really expensive sports car to an aircraft hangar and then you spray paint a private jet. Will one of those modes of transport be the way that you get to Exeter on that day?
I wish. I don't know about a private plane or my car, but maybe I could do a helicopter.
I know that you're a keen horse rider, so I'd love it if you could just rock up on horseback. Yeah.
I came on a horse. Well, maybe I could. Hey, that's a good idea.
Oh, my God, that would be the best thing ever. Yeah. Imagine just... And onto stage as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Not just arriving... don't just arrive on the site on the horse, which would be impressive in itself, but...
Ride on to the main stage.
Straight up the ramp onto stage. That would be... Oh, my word. Imagine that.
Well, you know, I think it's Celine Dion that has a real horse, come out in her Las Vegas show.
Oh, wow.
It's actually her horse. She has a white horse that comes out on stage. I don't know how she gets it to, like, not go absolutely crazy with all the people and lights and stuff there, but so maybe it's possible.
Yeah, I think it is. You've got your own horses, right?
Yeah, I have two horses. One is named Strictly Business and the other is called Defender.
Defender.
How did you come up with the names?
Yeah. Well, they already had those names. They're actually both from Sweden and they got imported over here.
Yeah, bring them. It can't be Mustache.
Bring the Swedish horses.
Bring them.
Well, I like to make up what their accents must sound like sometimes. I like to pretend.
Can I please hear that?
My Swedish accent? I don't
know. No, your Swedish horse accent.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I don't know if this is very Swedish, but I just like to pretend, like, you know the chef in the Muppets?
Yes.
Like, oh, cooks all the crazy spaghetti. I like to think that one of my horses, he talks like that. He's just like...
That's your horse there. That's what you think it would speak like.
That was one of the greatest noises ever. Yeah. You should sample that in a song.
I will, I'm sure, yeah, totally.
Hey, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you on the Sunday at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Exeter. It'll be good to have you back in the UK. Thank you, Iggy.
Thank you, guys. I'm super excited. I can't wait to see you all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Iggy's Daily Swedish horse noise is my new favourite thing in life.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Exeter. What you got?
Good morning, Annie Mack.
Good morning, Scott Mills.
Good to see you.
Thank you. The last time I was here was, remember the week after Christmas when we did the BBC Sound Off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every morning we were here.
Yeah, it was really fun.
So, we have told everyone the full main stage lineup for Radio 1's Big Weekend in Exeter this year. And I think I'm right in saying it's pretty good.
Pretty, pretty good. So good, in fact. I mean, the Big Weekend lineups are always just... I'm astounded by how impressive they are and how versatile they are, how diverse they are. So I am good. My two must-see acts from what you just talked about is The Weeknd.
Yes.
And I think Catfish and the Bottlemen. Because they played last year on the main stage, didn't they?
Mm. Yeah.
Early on.
It was early, and I remember it was really pouring down with rain.
I got a shout out from Van live on stage. My first ever one. He went, "Look, it's Annie Mack in a Mack."
Did he?
Yes. And I tried to look all cool and calm, and inside I was doing somersaults.
Yeah.
We spoke to Van earlier, and he's well up for it.
They are going to smash it.
The Weeknd, I'm intrigued by. Like, you don't really see interviews. He doesn't really talk. Yeah. And I've never seen him live, so that's going to be one for me to get as well. So we played the Big Weeknd mashup earlier, which is all of the artists, every single one, who is appearing on stage this year in one mashup. Trouble is, you can only hear like little bits of them, can't you?
It just happens so quickly. So every time you think you recognise one artist, you're suddenly onto the next one. You actually need a bit of time to break it down.
Yeah, and it's like some artists have just got a second of that mashup. So I'm looking forward to hearing who you've got tonight, Annie Mack.
Our show tonight is like a slowed down version of that mashup.
Yeah.
We're going to play everything in full.
There are people that I think are on, but I can't be sure from that mashup.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to speak to everyone. You're going to hear all the songs in full, and you're going to get the full lowdown of the In Your Music We Trust stage.
Amazing. 7 o'clock tonight with Annie Mack on Radio 1. We've already announced Craig David and Bring Me the Horizon. I don't think I want to wait till 7.
No, I definitely do not want to wait till 7 to disclose the following information.
So maybe just tell us someone like that we can get excited about, and then we'll hear the full lineup tonight at 7.
You want one present. It's like Christmas.
It is a bit like
that.
You want to do one before.
I just want one.
I just want to open one before.
Please.
Were you ever allowed to actually do that?
No, I never was.
No, me neither.
I wasn't either.
Well, we're allowing you this one present, people. Okay. Right, so we know Bring Me the Horizon are closing the In Your Music We Trust stage on the Saturday night. On the Sunday, closing the stage, I'm delighted to say we have Biffy Clyro.
Yes.
Woo!
Wow.
Ready.
So ready for that.
So ready. So Biffy Clyro have come back with Wolves of Winter, which is this first new track from their 7th album, which is called Ellipsis. I presume we will be hearing new music and exclusive music from that album. They've had a year off last year. They are so ready to come and smash this festival. They're headlining Reading and Leeds.
Yeah.
And they're closing our In Your Music We Trust stage. It's so huge that we've got them. I'm so happy.
And let's play them now. Closing on the Sunday night at Big Weeknd on the In Your Music We Trust stage. This is Biffy Clyro. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you, lads.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm a bit done in.
Nice. Is it taking it out of you there, Scott?
A little
Scott?
Bit. Oh, I'm glad I'm sat down.
Need a cup of tea.
Oh, I might do, actually. Put a sugar in that as well, would you?
Mate, that was so much fun.
Really good. So, we've just announced who is playing the main stage in Exeter this year at Radio 1's Big Weeknd. Nick Jonas, Tom O'Dell, Sigma, Jess Glynn, Megan Trainor, Bastille, Jake Bugg, Chase and Status, Mumford & Sons on Saturday. And on Sunday, One Republic, Years and Years, the 1975, Kygo, Iggy Azalea, Ellie Goulding, Catfish and the Bottlemen, and The Weeknd, and Coldplay. Wow.
Everyone's just breaking it down and analysing. It's incredible to see.
And then we just told you about Biffy Clyro being on the In New Music We Trust stage. To hear which artists, which other artists are playing on that stage, listen to Annie Mack tonight at 7. She'll be speaking to the acts and playing their tracks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay. So good.
It is good. But what were the other classics of our time that you've said before? Shakira She-Wolf.
No, but what I'm saying is one day people will look back. You can't see it right now. Some people can. But one day we will all look back on songs like that and think, my word, you know, those were classics. Ampho's they don't make them like that anymore.
Ampho's agreeing with you here now.
Woo!
Exactly.
Not a classic, though.
I love that tune. It's my karaoke fave.
Okay, Sam is on. Hi, Sam.
Hello, how are you? You all right?
I'm really good. What are you doing this morning, please?
Driving my digger by Stratford.
Stratford upon Avon or Stratford,
yeah,
off of London?
Stratford upon Avon.
Okay, got you. So you know what Bangers is. We do it in the afternoon at 2:40 normally. Thought we'd bring it to Grimmy's show this week. I pick one song. Chris picks one song. We both separately believe them to be bangers. You've got to decide which one's which one goes on, and we don't know each other's song choice. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, ready.
I've got this for you today. Yes, yeah. Had you forgotten about this? Robin with Every Heartbeat. Not heard it for a while, and it is. It's good. Featuring Clear Up.
It is good. But you know what? I beat you last week. Was it 4-1, Scott? I'm going to go again really strong this week.
I've forgotten, to be honest.
Yeah, 4-1 it was. So I've got this.
Not quite warm enough for this yet, I don't think.
See, that was the noise of a man there, Scott, that knows he's been beaten. This is Wiley, Heatwave.
Oh, yeah, it's summer, it's 12 degrees. Yeah.
Yeah,
you'll get us ready, though. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being ready, but what about hearing that classic by Robin? That would sound nice.
I don't know. Wiley's a good choice, though. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll stick with that then, Sam.
No, he hasn't made his decision yet.
I don't know, because it's a good start to the week here in Wiley.
Yeah,
get everybody pumped up, maybe, but... I think I'm going to have to go with Chris. I'm sorry,
yes,
Scott.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Right, you need to stop making those noises when they're about to choose me. Play the game fair.
Who are you choosing, yeah. Sam?
I'm choosing Chris. I'm sorry, Scott.
If I draw a fight for the day, then we ain't got to worry. We're nice for the day. Inspired by the sun, take flight for the day. Sipping a cold beer, sunshine in your face. No, said they want to wind up. I get behind her and she get wild up. She back it up good, but I try my luck. Winding up, girl, is the vibe I love. When the sun's out, we just want to impress. I stand in the clear, don't bother with mess. If it ain't gonna sell, I don't want to invest. If it ain't got a vibe, I ain't got an interest. I want to see an ice cream man on the road. I want to see a light skin girl on the road. I want to get slosh puppy with both flavours. Drink that, now I'm right back in my zone.
Bit obvious, but that was Wiley and Heatwave.
Bit obvious.
On BBC Radio 1.
Tune.
All the Robin fans are just gutted that they couldn't just have a little moment with Every Heartbeat today. But, maybe there'll be another time.
I thought it was people trying to do what I actually thought was a bit of a rubbish joke and saying that they'd been robbed, as in Robin. But I don't think that's the case.
Yeah. See, I'm feeling a bit annoyed now, but I know that I'll ping it back. Ping it back?
You ping it back.
I'll ping it back
tomorrow. And you know what? Up your game, because lately my bangers have been huge.
Actually, the week before, you mostly... I think... How quickly they forget. The week before, where I was four up.
Yeah, 4-1.
And then on the... Yeah, you nearly had a queen... Can't even speak.
See, you're lost for words.
It's the big weekend lineup. It's doing my head in. I mean, it was great, but I feel a bit like, woof, now.
Yeah.
Look, I won 4 times is what I'm saying. You won just the once. It was looking pretty much in the balance there for a while.
You just
don't want
to be 5-balled this week,
No,
Scott.
I don't, and I won't. I'm just cheering myself up with Iggy Azalea doing an impression of a Swedish horse right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Clara?
Yeah, I can't complain. Actually, no, I can complain. Hay fever has hit, and I raise my fist in solidarity for every single hay fever sufferer throughout the UK, because it is a... annoying thing.
See, I thought yesterday, like, and it came on in the afternoon, I thought, oh, why have I suddenly got a cold? But that'll be hay fever, will it?
That'll be it.
I need to buy some tissues.
Indeed.
So you feeling it today, are you?
Just a little bit, but it's all right. We press on.
Press on.
Indeed.
Big weekend lineup announced this morning. Very exciting.
Very, very, very exciting. I think this year's lineup, dare I say, it's actually better than last year. Last year was really, really good. This is really, really, really good.
I mean, we've got some solid people in there, right? So I think the weekend I'm looking forward to seeing
Definitely.
Because never seen him.
Yeah, and I think he's quite an intense performer live, and it'll be interesting to see what he's going to be like on a massive stage. Looking forward to Chasing Status, obviously, because I think they're just made for like a big hands up in the air moment.
So, the 1975, indeed. I'm also looking forward to. Years and Years, I like it.
Yeah, they're good. They're good for a summertime rave as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And then that's just on the Sunday. On the Saturday, obviously, I Love My Pop. I'll be there at the front for Meghan Trainor.
You're going to be doing all the choreography to Know, aren't you?
Yes.
But hitting those marks.
I can't bear that.
Does she do that live? Is there a lot of dancing?
She does choreography. She gives you a little dance now.
Oh, yeah.
She gives you a little eight count.
Oh, I'll be there.
Does Meghan, yeah.
Excellent, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing her. Bastille, can't go wrong with that, really. And then Mumford & Sons, nothing more to say. Oh, and Nick Jonas, yes.
Jealous Live. The good thing, I think every single person on that lineup has got just at least one massive hands up in the air anthem. So if you're not into one person, you're going to be happy with like at least somebody else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
good times.
Really good times. The reaction on social media today has been impressive. Who would you say got the best reaction? I think
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, and also when we announced Mumford & Sons and we talked to Marcus, that was a big moment as well.
I think everyone, as you said, is just very intrigued by The Weeknd. And I think it'd be an amazing thing to watch.
Pictures of him at Coachella with Bella Hadid.
Oh, yes, his model girlfriend.
That's on, isn't it?
It's so on. They're quite open about their romantic situation.
I was saying, though, this morning that I would quite like to have a no Coachella button on my social media, because I don't want to see them having that much fun. Yeah.
I've seen enough sort of like daisy chain headbands, yeah, and like crochet tops and like cut off denim shorts to my liking.
And we were saying on the entertainment news earlier, nobody is putting anything about any of the music.
Yeah.
None.
Coachella fashion, check it out, peace signs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow morning in for Grimmy again from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1.